This is Dagaris, Masculist, Migtar, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and Migtar, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 3-2, entitled Hypergamous Males. Description: this flyer encourages male to be a lot more hypergamous, putting strong moral pressure on women to be phips so that more men can twetwef, see my earlier flyers, and hence get regular sex without being a manslave to a bloody fluffy. Flyer itself. Hypergamous males. Women aren't the only sex that is hypergamous, that is, always looking around beyond one's current partner for someone better. In women's case, they have evolved to coldly dump their current male manslave for a more exploitable one if a realistic opportunity presents itself. Men can do this too, and it's a very effective way to put real pressure on women to be FIPs, financially independent persons, which is one of the major social goals of the masculists. Until the gender politicians men fear the gender laws, for example, concerning divorce, passing the para, paternity rejection right, etc., then pretty much the only way that men are going to get regular sex from a woman and force her to remain nice to her man is to twetwef, that is, 2A2F, that is, two apartments, two FIPs. That is, both the man and the woman are FIPs and both have their own apartment. When the relationship fails, they both just walk away with no cost to the man. There's no divorce risk because there's no marriage. There's no alimony payment because the woman is a FIP. There are no child payments because no kids. When the woman starts showing her true nature, her parasitic manipulative nature, then the man can easily dump her and not cost him anything. Knowing that the man can do this keeps the woman being nice to the man, because if she isn't, then she's out of there. She's gone. She's history. This is why twetwefing is so important to the modern man, as well as having lots of fit women around to replace the previous failed fit female partners. So men need to help create an ample supply of female FIPs for men, so that these Migtar/Masculus men can twetwef. If there aren't enough fit women around for all the men who refuse to give a second glance to a fluffy, a traditional woman who expects to be able to parasite off the money of a man, then a lot of Migtar/Masculus men will have a problem, namely how to get regular sex and keep women under control, so that the men are controlling the women rather than the other way around. A twetwefing man gets his sex and keeps his woman being nice, or she gets dumped. Now, twetwefing is a two-edged sword, of course. The fit female can just as easily dump her man for whatever reason, usually because he doesn't want to give her a baby. From this man's point of view, a woman who wants a baby in today's fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court system is a red flag for a Migtar/Masculus bull, a huge no-no, and the strongest reason for dumping the woman. This tendency may cause an increase in the popularity of older women for Migtar/Masculus to twetwef with, for example, women in their 40s who are post-fertile and may be viewed as better to twetwef with than women in their 30s with baby rabies and the desire to spermjack a man to get what she wants. So Migtar/Masculus can help each other by increasing the supply of fit females so that more males can twetwef and get both the regular sex they crave and not pay the traditional price of being a manslave to get it. So how can Migtar/Masculus increase the supply of female fips? By being more hypergamous. In the country I live in, China, young women with a bachelor's degree will not even go on a first date with a man unless he has an apartment and a car, a good salary, and at least a bachelor degree or preferably a master's. That puts real pressure on the man, of course. Being China, there's no internal creation of new social movements because there are no social movements, period. Anyone organizing large groups of people for some social protest ends up in a Lao Gai. That's the Chinese equivalent of Stalin's Gulag, the concentration camp system for political prisoners in which China has over 1,000 today, according to Harry Wu, the founder of the Lao Gai Museum in Washington, D.C. So Chinese men have not even heard of MGTOW or masculism, so there is no consciousness of men's rights or MGTOW slash masculist ideas that they can use to protect themselves from financially predatory Chinese females. The same lovely government that runs the Lao Gai also blocks YouTube, Facebook and WordPress from the Chinese public, so MGTOW slash masculist ideas are not spreading in China. In fact, the culture is intellectually sterile, having won zero science Nobel Prizes. Well, one recently and to a woman, and I suspect probably more for PC reasons than true merit. And has no world-class sages or intellectuals pushing their new ideas onto the world stage. That just doesn't happen in China, and won't even start until the Chinese get freedom of speech. And that won't be for another 5 to 10 years, probably. So Chinese men desperately need MGTOW slash masculism, but they have no way of getting it unless they use a VPN, virtual private network, which tens of millions do, maybe more. So putting male hypergamous pressure on women will have to be pioneered in Western countries, because it's just not going to happen in China. So how can Western men become more hypergamous? I'll give my own case as a concrete example. My second wife, who was a decade older than I was, died in 2000 from having smoked too much in her 20s. In 2001, I started a job as a prof in the US and started electronic dating. I quickly learned that dating bachelor-level women was a complete waste of time. So in the pre-selection process, I raised my standards and only dated women with a master's degree or above. I dated 3 PhD'd women. There weren't many to be selected from at that level, so I had to be content with master's level for the most part. Ironically, 2 of those 3 were obese. One of them, joke of jokes, was a professor of health who had diabetes due to her obesity. Those 2 didn't last long, needless to say. The 3rd one was much, much nicer. And if I had not moved to China, probably more out of a sense of adventure than anything, I could have had a good relationship with her. She was truly fit and quite compatible in many respects. I went through 8 women, I think, during my 5 years in the US. All had at least a master's degree and had their own house, own car, own career, own good salary. Otherwise, I would not have dated them. Thus, I was being very selective in whom I went out with and gave my penis to, which, by the way, they were all very quick to want from me, having not sex, most of them, for over a year, or at least that is what they told me. Now, imagine that millions of men really latch on to the idea of twerfing as a modern new male lifestyle, and learn that it is critical that they find a fit female to twerf with. So they learn to prefer fit females. It's not enough for them to be attracted to a pretty face with curvy boobs and round fuckable hips. She must definitely also be fit. So these millions of men learn to check out the women in terms of their earning capacity. That is, they become hypergamous as males. They give women a taste of their own hypergamous medicine. So imagine a conversation between a young man who plans to twerf and a young attractive woman who the man soon learns is a bit of a fluffy. Watch the sparks fly. W, meaning woman. Opening remark. So what do you do? M, I'm an architect. What do you do? W, woman. I work in a shipping firm. M, what as? I'll go to female voice. W,
I deal with the paperwork of the cargo that goes in and out.
M, sounds like an easy job. What do they pay you each month? W,
that's none of your business.
M, oh, but it is. I'm looking to twerf, so I want a woman who can match me salary-wise, so it's very much my business to know how much a potential girlfriend earns. I'm a MGTOW slash masculist, so I won't go near a fluffy. Are you a fluffy? Do you make less than $40,000 a year? W,
I don't like the way this conversation is going.
M, sounds like you do shit work and get paid shit, so you're probably wasting my time. You're not in my league. Pity, because you're sexually attractive and have a pretty face. But if you're not a real fip, I'm not interested. I don't want a woman who can't afford her own apartment. I don't want some bloody fluffy who's constantly trying to extract money from me. I hate fluffy parasites. W walks away. M calling out, have a nice life. Next time, try fluffing on some male paper shuffler as the same salary level as you, rather than trying to parasite on some male who bothered to get a good FIP education. I won't settle for anything less than a real female FIP. I'm not going to be exploited by some bloody fluffy. So guys, there you have it. Put real pressure on women to be FIPs. If they're not, ignore them. If you sense that they're trying to sex blind you by setting their sights way higher than their own non-FIP level, then cut them down to size. Do what the above male did. Put moral pressure on women to be FIPs. Be hypergamous men and help increase the number of FIP women so that more men can twee-tweef and get regular sex without being a manslave. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name DeGaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.